USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Senate in session on Wednesday. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell from Kentucky is not a fan of President Biden's over $1.5 trillion sweeping infrastructure bill.
They've assembled a patchwork of left-wing social engineering programs and want to label it infrastructure.
McConnell saying very little of the plan would actually go toward improving highways and bridges. The Justice Department announcing they're launching an investigation into police practices in Minneapolis.
The Justice Department has opened a civil investigation to determine whether the Minneapolis Police Department engages in a pattern or practice of unconstitutional or unlawful policing.
Attorney General Merrick Garland also saying that public safety requires public trust. He did not take any questions from reporters. This is USA Radio News.
Let me get right back to you. Sandra, those banners come out tonight. Can you pack them?
Indeed. And those unexpected growth can stretch your business thin.
On machine four?
Like at Monica's print shop. To fulfill orders on time, she needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
You guys, your customer service and everything, you guys are great. And the commercials talk about it, but I don't know if it really gives it true justice. People need to know. This is maybe the most amazing product I've ever tried. It's so pure. It tastes so good. I'm just blown away by it.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
Travel is beginning to pick up. Last week, nearly 10 million people took to the skies, many people flying to tourist destinations, many people enticing visitors by offering them vaccinations once they arrive. Nevada, for example, has vaccinated more than 57,000 visitors. And starting June 1st, tourists entering Alaska will be able to get a vaccine shot at one of the state's four major airports.
You come to visit Alaska and you get a shot. We'll have things set up at the airport and we'll help you out. So it's probably another good reason to come to the state of Alaska in the summer.
Alaska Republican Governor Mike Dunleavy. Democrats in Montana have filed a lawsuit after Republican Governor Greg Gianforte signed two bills changing voter registration laws. The first law ends Election Day registration, and the other law revises what is considered an acceptable form of voter ID. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
Arizona Republican Governor Doug Ducey is declaring a state of emergency in six counties over the recent jump in illegal aliens being detained at the U.S. border. Ducey's office announcing that he'll order up to 250 National Guard troops to the border in the next few days. Things just as bad in Texas, with Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton telling Fox Business,
"Look, it is a humanitarian disaster like I don't know that I've ever seen in my life in the United States, and it's created by policies that were brought on by the Biden administration. I don't think that's the whole reason I think that the Biden administration is avoiding, the president and the vice president are avoiding going to the border. They don't want to draw attention to this. They want to keep it as secretive as possible and continue to bring these illegals through the country and then ship them out somewhere else other than Texas and really all over the country."
College of the Ozarks is suing President Biden over an anti-discrimination executive order that requires private religious colleges to place biological males into female dorms and assign them as females' roommates. The private Christian school in Missouri saying that religious freedom is under attack from the Biden administration. Dr. Jerry Davis, the school's president, saying College of the Ozarks will not allow politicians to erode the essential American right or ideals that shaped America's founding. More news online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.